Hello and welcome to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thanks so much for joining us. Well, drive around South Florida and you will still see blue tarps on roofs, and this from Hurricane Irma. There are still tens of thousands of homeowners statewide waiting for assistance to pay for damages to their homes. And there is some help on the way. This week, the Department of Economic Opportunity launched a new program called Rebuild Florida with centers across the state. They're providing more than $600 million to those who qualify to get them the much-needed help fixing or replacing their home. Monroe County and Miami-Dade opened their centers this week, and on Thursday, one is opening up in Broward County. Sissy Proctor, Executive Director of the Department of Economic Opportunity, spoke to us during their tour of the opening of the Miami-Dade Center, and she started by talking about what the center is going to provide. Let's start with this. Just tell us briefly, this new center that opened up in Miami-Dade County, you know, what exactly is it? What is it going to provide?
So the Rebuild Florida Center in Miami-Dade County, as well as the center in Monroe County down in the Keys, and in seven other locations across the state in the most impacted counties in the state, will provide assistance to those whose homes still have damage after Hurricane Irma.
Now, we have the one in Miami-Dade County already open. Monroe County's open. There's going to be one in Broward as well.
Yes.
And Palm Beach County, though, not going to have a center, but, I mean, folks anywhere in the state, if they need assistance, they can get assistance, or at least they can apply for it, right?
They can, and we are encouraging everyone who still has damage to their homes to register. They can either register at a physical location. There will be 9 physical locations open this week. You can also go to our website, which is rebuildflorida.gov. Again, that's rebuildflorida.gov, or you can call, and that's 844-833-1010. So those are 3 ways that you can apply. And then additionally, in the next couple of weeks, we will be sending out buses. So we'll have 3 buses that will go to areas across the state to bring the assistance to folks who need it.
Remind us of where, the assistance is coming from. I mean, is this state, federal money? What is this exactly?
So this is federal money. These are dollars that were appropriated by Congress, and in total we are going to be getting as a state $1.4 billion that will help with our long-term recovery efforts. This includes housing. A lot of it will go to housing. Over $500 million will go to housing, but there will also be other phases, including funding for infrastructure, funding for business recovery, and mitigation. And so it's important that we continue the long-term recovery in the state. But the housing is the most important, and we know that because we went to Monroe County, we came down to Miami-Dade County, we went to Broward County and the other locations that were impacted, and they told us this is the biggest need right now is individuals, families that still have blue tarps on their roofs, still have damage from flooding. How can you help? And so we heard that was the biggest need, and so that is the first phase that we are rolling out this week.
How is the application process set up? I think about it, and I know it's not going to be the same thing. I can't imagine it be the same thing, but shortly after the storm last year, you know, we saw, you know, some of the federal help that was going on, and there were these centers that were set up, these makeshift centers, and then these long, long lines. I can't imagine that's going to happen again, but how are you setting it up so that people can ask the questions they have to ask, get the information they have to get, and it's not going to be an arduous process?
We are asking that everyone registers, but there are going to be eligibility requirements, and those at a high level deal with income. So the focus of this program is to assist low-income families across the state in the most impacted counties. We're also going to look at what the family makeup is. We're going to be giving priority to the most vulnerable residents of Florida, including seniors, families with children that are 5 or under, families with individuals with disabilities, as well as folks who moved to Florida from Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands after Hurricane Maria. But everyone, again, we're encouraging that everyone register, but we are giving priority to those vulnerable individuals. And we want people to do it over the phone, like I said, on the website. And so hopefully we'll be able to handle everyone that comes in and give them the service that they need.
I'm wondering from you what you've seen and what you've heard. You kind of told me a little bit about what people are telling you, that even a year, more than a year later, this is what we're still dealing with. But I'm curious what surprised you about what you've been hearing.
There are a lot of people out there that still need assistance. And we've met with them. We've seen their houses. We've seen the damage. We've seen the blue tarps on the roofs. And we know that they are excited about the fact that there's still help out there. And that's why we want to make sure we get the word out any way we can to those who need it, because we want to make sure that if they are eligible for the program, they have a safe and secure home to live in, and they don't have to be living with friends or family. We know down in the Keys there are folks that are still living in a trailer on their front lawn because their home isn't repaired, and there's no more FEMA dollars, there's no more SBA dollars. They may not have had insurance. And again, this is homes, but it's also mobile homes. And so there's a lot of people that need help, and where we, this program can do that.
Is this to help people who have to rebuild, completely rebuild their homes? Or, if you have people who've had a complete total loss, could this help them?
Yes, it can. So it can not only repair your home, like if you need a new roof or you had flooding damage, but it can also completely rebuild the home depending on the extent of the damage. The Keys are a good example of that. We know that there are homes that were down in the Keys that were built before, all the strong building codes that came out after Hurricane Andrew. And they may not even be elevated on stilts, but this program will bring them up to code and make them safe and strong, which means they will be elevated and rebuilt.
And this is, of course, for homeowners or people, who've had their homes, their residencies affected by Irma. Is there anything that could help the business sector, or is that something separate?
So we will be, this is the first phase, so it's really focused on homes. And it's not only people who own their homes, but if you rent, the folks who own the home need to apply, but that they also can qualify as well as mobile homes. Each case will be different. But after the first phase, we'll be rolling out programs related to business recovery, infrastructure, and mitigation. This is a very large amount of money that was appropriated to the state for this long-term recovery. And so we are rolling out the phases. And again, we know that making the state stronger is incredibly important. And starting with homes is good. And we need to do that first. But then we will be helping with businesses and other parts of the state.
How long are you going to be accepting applications?
We are accepting applications until December 23rd.
Now, the interesting part about that is this rolls all the way through the rest of this hurricane season. So knock on wood that we don't get anything else. But this is only for Irma disaster relief. If anything happens between now and the end of the application process, that's a separate thing.
Yes, this is for Hurricane Irma and damage to your home from that hurricane specifically.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Yeah, so I would love to remind everybody that there's four ways that they can apply. They can come into one of the Rebuild Florida centers. They can go online to rebuildflorida.gov. They can call our customer center, 844-833-1010. Or once the mobile buses are up and running, you can find the locations and the schedule on our website and go visit one of the buses.
And the buses, by the way, are they going to be in the same counties as the centers, or do you plan on sending those out to other places?
We will start with the counties where the centers are, as well as there was several zip codes specifically that have been identified as having a lot of impact. So those will go to those locations. And then if you think about the Keys, it may be difficult for somebody lower down in the Keys to get to Marathon, which is where the center is. So the bus will help with that. And Miami-Dade County is rather large, and some of the other counties are as well. So I want to make sure we go to locations where maybe there may be a lot of seniors in a community, or a community where it's more difficult for the people who are there that need the help, that we know need the help, to get to a center. And so we want to bring the help to them.
That was Executive Director of the Department of Economic Opportunity in Florida, Sissy Proctor. She spoke with us about the new Rebuild Florida centers that are opening up across the state. One in Monroe County opened up earlier this week. Yesterday, the one in Miami-Dade opened. Tomorrow, one opens up in Broward County. And we'll have information on our Facebook page, WLRN Sundial, so you can learn more about where to go to register. Well, still to come, both gubernatorial candidates have released their ideas for education. We'll learn a little more about them. That's next on Sundial here on WLRN.